USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The chief executive of ChatGPT and creator of OpenAI is set to testify before a Senate panel this morning as lawmakers begin a bipartisan push towards regulating new artificial intelligence tools available to consumers. Sam Altman, who is making his first appearance before Congress, is expected to support calls for regulatory guardrails on the technology. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
Wells Fargo has agreed to pay shareholders $1 billion to settle a class action lawsuit that accused the bank of overstating its progress in its 2016 fake account scandal. The bank's shareholders allege Wells Fargo and its past leadership misled them about how swiftly they were fixing the governance issues and risk management systems that failed to prevent the bank from opening up perhaps millions of phony accounts. The federal government is claiming it's sending more help to the southern border.
950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas, by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
They're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Democrat Brandon Johnson is calling for unity as a way to build a brand new Chicago. After being sworn in yesterday as Chicago's 57th mayor, Johnson said he looks forward to working with all levels of government to form a stronger city.
I want to make this clear. The people of Chicago are counting on us to work together, to collaborate to make their lives better every day.
The new mayor acknowledged many of the challenges ahead, including public safety, poverty, and city finances. In addition to Johnson, all 50 members of the city council were also sworn in. While speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, Chuck Schumer said a default would crash the economy and kill the job market.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take the threat of default off the table as lawmakers scramble to come to a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Schumer's comments come as congressional leaders will sit down with President Biden at the White House today to try to come to an agreement. Republicans are demanding steep spending cuts in exchange for their votes to raise the nation's borrowing limit, while Biden and Democrats want it increased without conditions. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has repeated her warning that the United States government could run out of money as early as June 1st. Yellen's latest prediction keeps the focus on President Biden and Congress to get a deal done. Lance Pry, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.